الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists, and may Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and his noble companions, and all of those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue then the explanation of Surah At-Tariq. يقول الله عز وجل والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل. If you could kindly, brother Ayman, assist with the text. Meanwhile, I can go ahead with these three, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the second part, or I'm sorry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing now by the heavens, the sky, having rain clouds. And this is the second swearing in the same chapter. This is the second swearing in the same chapter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the sky having rain clouds, which gives rain again and again. This is verse number 11. وَالْأَرْضِ as well, swearing by al-ard, which is the earth. That is sada, which splits with the growth of trees and plants. And the occasion linking the two types of swearing is that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, in the first swearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to at-tariq, and this is the piercing, the great piercing star, which pierces the in its brightness, it pierces the darkness. And it's not only that, it has other benefits as well, as we learned in the first explanation, the first part, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends this, he sends his missiles upon the devils who steal the hearing. So subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends a clear flaming fire upon them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hijr number 15 verse 18, إلا من استرق السمع فأتبعه شهاب مبين. Except him, the devil, who steals the hearing, meaning the revelation. Then he is pursued by a clear flaming fire. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in another verse, وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ وَمَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Neither would it be that the shayateen bring it down, meaning the Quran, nor they can produce it. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ. Verily they have been removed far from hearing it, from hearing the Quranic revelation. And when they try to snatch the revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon them the clear flaming fire. In this there is a preservation therefore of the revelation, protecting it. This is one of the ways of protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects by it, the revelation, his book. So here he started the swearing by that which is related to the protection of the Quran, of the revelation. In the second part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the sky with the rainy clouds, that swearing that what? That this Quran is qawlun fasl, that this Quran is the word that separates the truth from falsehood and commands strict laws for mankind to cut the roots of evil. So it's very decisive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing in the second part that this Quran is the word that separates the truth from falsehood. And therefore it's a distinction, it's a decisive distinction. So the first swearing suits the indication for the preservation of the Quran, while the Quran is being revealed. In the second part, there is the indication that the Quran is what? Is life. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by what? By the rain, by the sky, having rain clouds, from which the rain comes from the clouds, and this gives rain and gain and again, and the earth which splits with the growth of trees and plants. So life now is originating. So in the second, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, in the second swearing, there is indication that the Quran is life. We know from the rain that rain is life for the earth, and it brings forth the growth of vegetation and grains and so forth, and trees and plants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the rain, which is the cause for the life of these vegetations and so forth on earth, and the splitting of the crust of the earth to bring forth this growth. So all of this indicating the life of the earth after its death, being dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it life to life again. And in the Quran, there is life for the heart after it has been dead. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Ash-Shura, Surah 42 verse 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and as such we have أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, revealed to you, رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, meaning a revelation and mercy from our command. Surah chapter 42, I believe, verse 51, yes. 42 verse 51, and thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad, Ruhan, a revelation and a mercy of our command. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ, you knew not what is the book nor what is faith. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, but we have made it, this Quran, a light wherewith we guide whosoever of our slaves we will. And verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path. This is Allah's revelation of Tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Quran Ruhan. Why? Because it brings life to the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Quran as being a separation and a decisive separation, fasl, between truth and falsehood. And it is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the word of Allah. He is the one who spoke it, addressing Jibreel alayhi salam. Then Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that in the Quran, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at one time He added the Quran as to the saying of Jibreel, and at one time He added the Quran as the saying of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the first case, in Surah Al-Takwir, verses 19-21, Allah is saying, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, this is the word, Quran, brought by Rasul, Kareem, most honorable messenger, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ, owner of power, and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne, مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ, obeyed, this is reference to Jibreel alayhi salam, he is obeyed by the angels in the heaven, ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ, and trustworthy. And in the second occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added it to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, indeed, this Quran is the saying of Rasul, Kareem, honorable, most honorable messenger. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ, and it is not the saying of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed, little that you believe. This is in Surah Al-Haqqa, verses 40-41. So in the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added the saying to Jibreel alayhi salam. Why? Because Jibreel conveyed it on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second one, Allah added that to be the saying of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed it to mankind. Otherwise, the one who initiated it, initiated the saying, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a Quran, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ, a decisive separation between truth and falsehood, and between the pious and the wrongdoers. In fact, it is a cut-off to everyone who stands in opposition. And that's why we see, and that's why we all know, that when the Muslims used to strive in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this Quran, we know that they prevailed and they cut off the root of the disbelievers. However, when they turned away from the Quran, they were defeated and they were humiliated to the extent that is comparable with their degree of abandonment of the Quran. And it is the case, meaning the extent that a person turns away from the Quran, then he will be removed from, to the same degree, to the same extent, from the might and honor and from victory until he returns to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah describes his book, وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ, meaning that this Quran, being the word of Allah and being the separation and decisive separation between truth and falsehood, Allah described it further as وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ, and it is not a thing for amusement. It is not a thing for amusement, for play, for vanity, vain talk, etc. But it is truth. All of its words are true. All of its news are truth. All of its judgments are just. Its recitation is a reward. And if a person recites the Quran and ponders upon it and thinks about its revelations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him from the meanings that which he didn't possess before. And this is something witnessed. Read the Quran and ponder upon it. The more you read it and you recite it, and the more you ponder upon that, the more you will find from its meanings that were not before with you. Why? Because it is, as Allah described it in these verses, لِأَنَّهُ فَصْلٌ, because it's a decisive separation between truth and falsehood, and وَلَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ, and it is not for amusement. However, if you think about the words of humans, the more you repeat it, the more you will, you know, you will feel disliking it. And this is not the case with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. إِنَّهُمْ, referring to the kafirs, to the disbelievers, they are plotting a plot against you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are plotting a plot against you. وَيَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا, meaning it's not just a plot, it is a great one. And they plot also against his followers. They plot against the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine what they used to do to the believers when they were in Mecca, tormenting them, driving them away from their homes, humiliating them. The Muslims migrated twice, once to Abyssinia and then to Medina. All of that, running away with their deen, with their religion, from these wicked ones who plotted against them. And One of the greatest things that they have done in this respect of their plots, it is when their chiefs and their noble ones consulted as to what to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every one of them would give an opinion, they will disagree, and they say this is not the right one, it is not fitting, until it was mentioned to them as it is narrated by the people of biographies, that the shaitan came in the form of a man and told them, I see that you choose 10 young people from these different tribes of yours, and that you will give each one of them a sword so that they would kill Muhammad with one strike, the strike of one man. In this way, his blood will be scattered amongst the tribes. And therefore, Banu Hashim, meaning Muhammad's tribe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wouldn't be able to do anything with these other tribes. So they will be therefore forced to take the blood with. So they really agreed on that, and they thought that this is a good opinion. And those 10 people took the swords and waited for the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go out, so that they will execute their plot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. That's right. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left from the door facing them, yet they didn't see him. And it is said in these books of history, the biographies, that he used, or he threw dust on their heads, reciting the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, as in Surah Yasin, verse 9, and we have put a barrier before them and a barrier behind them, and we have covered them so that they cannot see. And don't be astonished as how to the Prophet ﷺ leaving from amongst them while see him not. Don't be so astonished of that. Here is the tribe of Quraysh. When the Prophet ﷺ hid in the cave, when he left from Mecca to Medina, he took refuge in that cave 3 days. And Quraysh was after him, seeking him. And they put a reward that anyone who will bring him, he will be rewarded with 100 of their camels. And if they would bring Abu Bakr with him, anyone who will do that, then he will receive as a reward 200 camels. And this is a magnificent prize with respect to the people then. So they stood by the cave where the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr were, and we all know that the cave was opened, and if there was anyone in there, he would have been seen. Yet they didn't see him. They were not able to see him, neither Abu Bakr as well. Abu Bakr in fact said, Ya Rasulullah, لو نظر أحدهم إلى قدمه لأبصرنا, if any one of them would look at his feet, he will see them, he will see us. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تحزن, don't feel sad or sorrowed, إن الله معنا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما, what you think of two, Allah is their third. This is the na'iyya, this is the with us in victory and help and aid. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt comforted, So these people were not even able to see him. They had no problems with their sight, neither in their hearing, neither in their intelligence, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinded them. Also we remember the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal chapter 8 verse 30, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And when the disbelievers plotted against you to imprison you or to kill you or to get you out from your home, meaning Mecca, they were plotting. And Allah too was plotting. And Allah is the best of those who plot. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا, in these verses, verily they are but plotting a plot against you, O Muhammad, and I too, I am planning a plan. فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. So give respite to the disbelievers. Deal gently with them for a while. For a while, meaning for a little while. And in this verse there is a threat to the pagans of Quraysh and comfort to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and a promise for victory. And the matter occurred as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam left as an immigrant and wars took between him and them, took place between him and them. And in the second year after Hijra, after his immigration, the top leaders and chiefs of Quraysh were killed, about 24 of them, amongst them their leader Abu Jahl. In fact, 8 years later or even less, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca victorious. And it is said that he entered Mecca and said, مَا تَرُونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I would do to you? Because their affair now rests with him. They said, أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ, a noble brother, وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ, and a son of a noble brother. He said to them, إِنِّي أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, I say to you, كَمَا قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِإِخْوَتِهِ, as Yusuf, Joseph, عليه السلام, told his brothers, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ, يَغْفِرِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. No reproach on you this day, may Allah forgive you, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاءُ, so go, you are the free ones. And Allah, and He had this favor upon them, alayhi salatu wasalam, because they accepted Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And say to those who disbelieved, if they stop, their past will be forgiven. This is Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 38. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recite the book of Allah, His book, the proper recitation, and that He makes us benefit from that, and that He makes this Quran an intercessor for us on the day of resurrection. He is able to do all things. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This brings the completion for the tafsir, the explanation of Surah At-Tariq, which is Surah 86. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy be upon the Shaykh rahimahullah for his effort. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.